My auntie, my cousin, Steve, the nurse, my mother's niece, his age. I went to look the record up, you see, to find her age. And they saw all the whites, to go through them, and all the whites. And finally come across mine. Yeah, when I got mine, that's who was the first teacher I went to. Well, it mixed up there. It got sort of crossed there, the ladies mixed.
I see.
And I told her, I remember going to school in Lion Pig. And they couldn't find it in the superintendent's office there a while. The first one couldn't. I went back again. They said, no, Fanny Beckley was the first teacher you went to school. They said, yeah, you was going here. Emily and Piggy, but you were old enough. She just let you go along with her. You see, I said, now that's the teacher that showed up, you see, just about that. I wouldn't have known that today. I don't imagine hadn't learned it. Going up there.
About how old were you?
I was a year young. If they started the school at 6, I was 5.
Five.
You see, she just let me go along because she was bold now. They just carried along and she just let me go on with, she was teaching me, we was playing with it at night, you know, having less than a thing, but you see, I was old enough for the, they weren't teaching the school, but she showed that in her minute somewhere, and they found that, and that suddenly
What did you call her? Did you call her a school marm, school teacher? What did
school
you,
teachers.
School teachers, how did she refer to you? Did she say you were scholars, or how did she refer to you? Did she say, now, are you students, or you pupils, or you, how did she refer to you?
Oh, yeah.
If you said she's a school teacher.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she
I
would
see.
Say, well, you are the...
Uh-huh. Well, she was one of my students, but she'd call her student.
She would. I see.
A scholar, students, most of them were my students.
I see.
You see, I mean, that's one of my students. That's the way they described, you know, that.
I see. And if, when you were going to school and you wanted to go fishing instead of going to school, what would she call that? Suppose you wanted to go fishing someday and not go to school,
absent.
So you just didn't go.
She called that absent.
Absent. So you're playing.
You missed.
You're playing.
You was absent yesterday. Well, you had to give a report why that you was absent. And then, if you wanted to lay out of school for some cause, the parent should send a note to the teacher.
I see. Did she? If you were absent, did she ever?
And get you up? Well, if it was down to cause. It was down to cause. Some of them would.
Uh-huh.
That's my first teachers. And some of them, you know.
What would you call that if she turned you over her knee and went this way?
Oh, call that a whipping.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. If you're a whipping, you go. See, we'd sit out in the bushes and get some switches. She kept them sitting up in the corner, the doctors there for the disobedient children.
Did she? What did you have in the school room?
School room?
Yes, would you describe that?
It is pretty tacky. I tell you, they had some seat benches, common benches. Oh, they had three-leg benches, a middle piece to brace it up, you know, and about a foot plank for to sit on.
You didn't have any...
Nothing on it but the plank, a foot plank to sit down on. If you wanted the cushion, you had to bring it yourself. And